From the University of California at Davis, this is NewsWatch.
Even with the prices of oil hovering around $90 a barrel and with gas prices fluctuating in the $3 plus a gallon range, Americans are still sticking to their automobiles as their main form of transportation. And some economists, like Chris Knittel, say this phenomenon can have long-term consequences for U.S. energy policy.
If consumers are unwilling to shift out of oil, that just places a larger demand on foreign oil, which can perpetuate the problems in the Middle East and perpetuate our energy security.
Knittel says research shows that after 3 years of relatively high gas prices, some Americans are shifting to more fuel-efficient vehicles, but the majority are still driving as though gas prices haven't risen.
Every consumer will kind of have their break point at which gas prices reach that level and then they start to change their behavior. But there's not one break point for the entire economy.
Knittel has compared consumer sensitivity to the gas price hikes in the 1970s with today's spikes.
And what we find is that consumers are about six times less sensitive to gas prices today than compared to the 70s.
He says higher incomes today make it easier to absorb the increase at the pump. Knittel also says that because of suburban sprawl, we live farther away from our jobs, and the inconvenience of using public transportation means most of us stick to the car, no matter what the cost. Reporting from UC Davis, I'm Paul Fotenauer.
For more information, please log on to broadcast.ucdavis.edu.